Welcome to another edition of Commission Chats. I'm your host, John Scapini. Commission Chats is a podcast that takes you behind the... You know what? We're going to have to get straight into it. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably aware, but there's been a bit of a development since our last Commission Chats. We have commissioners, and we've got one with us here today. Joining me today, fresh from assigning policy priorities for the 22-23 amendment cycle, is Judge Carlton Reeves. Judge Reeves is a U.S. District Judge for the District Court for the Southern District of Mississippi and the new chair of the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Judge Reeves, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, John, for having me. I appreciate it.
Judge, why don't you tell us a little about where you're from and your professional experience?
John, I'm from Mississippi, and people from Mississippi know that I'm from Yazoo City, Mississippi. I grew up there my whole life and went away to school at the University of Virginia, came back home to practice law. Started out as a judicial law clerk for the first African-American Supreme Court Justice, Reuben Anderson, there in Mississippi. And then from there, I went to a big law firm, Phelps Dunbar, firm based out of New Orleans, but they had a Jackson office. That's where Judge Anderson had actually ended up retiring and going to practice. So I went over there with him. Between the clerkship and going over that, spent a few months as a staff attorney for the state Supreme Court. But after Phelps, after 4 or 5 years, I went to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Mississippi. My first stint of true public service after the clerkship. And I stayed at the U.S. Attorney's Office for about 5 years as the chief of the civil division there. And after that time, then the then U.S. Attorney, myself and a great friend in the U.S. Attorney's Office, Cliff Johnson, and I and another friend of ours, Doug Miner, we opened up our own law firm. And that's what we did for about 10 years or so until I was given the opportunity to serve as a district judge. And that's what I've been doing since then. That was in 2010. And now I've been asked to lead the commission.
And we're delighted to have you. And so if you don't mind, what are just a few things, big or small, from your career that you're most proud of?
Probably, obviously being a United States District Judge is the thing that I think it's a capstone of my career. Mm. That is something that I wanted to be since going back to the days of college even, because I saw the magnitude of what judges can do for people. The lives of people, the communities of people. But for judges, as I tell people, Mississippi would not be in the place that it is today because it took federal judges to make sure that Mississippi did what was right by its people. And so I wanted to be a part of that, and ultimately that's a capstone. But I'm representing people and disadvantaged people in certain ways. Probably one of the more important cases to me was a young lady named Johnny Johnson, who had run for an alderman at large position in Drew, Mississippi, a city in the Delta that was more than 85% African American. And at that time, the city had never elected a majority black board of aldermen. And she challenged her election because she lost it by just a few votes. They were, we believe that the votes were illegally taken from her, and we proved that in court. And we ultimately, after the election contest in that case, it ended up in a tie. And so the judge ordered a new election, and Johnny won. But during that trial, we had to call people whose votes had been thrown out, and because of claims that they had not signed off on the ballot properly and other very fine details of things. They simply followed the instructions of the poll managers, and then following those instructions made their ballots invalid. But those people had to come into court and testify that this was the vote I casted, and this is who I voted for, and this is, and I want my vote counted. And all of those people who will testify were African American. And this was in 2006 or seven, I think. And in the courtroom, you could see on one side of the courtroom were the white people in the community. On the other side was nothing other than our witnesses and people like that. And the many of the black people who came into the courtroom had to walk across the courtroom and take the witness stand and had to walk before the people for whom they worked to tell people that this is the candidate who I voted for and I want my vote counted. And it was possible that they worked for some of these people, and that was probably the last day that they worked for those folk. So,
thank you for sharing that. Talk us through the moment when you got the call that you were being nominated. What were you feeling when you found out?
The evening that I was the day before I was nominated, I got a call. We had, you know, I had interviewed with the White House. I had interviewed, prepared all my paperwork. And, well, I was in the midst of finishing up preparing my paperwork. And I left the office at about 6:45, May 10th. And I get a call, says, Judge Reeves, we want to let you know that you all will be nominated tomorrow morning. I realize you don't have your papers quite done, but you'll get them done, but you will be nominated in the morning. And I felt a sense of relief because we had been working on these papers and the Senate Judiciary Questionnaire and financial documents and for several weeks. And it was a relief to get that. But as I was driving home talking to the person, they said, well, yeah, your nomination will be that morning, and we thank you. We believe we got a great slate and all that. I said, thank you. Okay. And said, oh, by the way, the president will be nominating you to be the chair. And I was like, wow. Because I didn't know that until that very moment.
That's amazing. So you're here at the commission as we speak. We are, in fact, in your office, and you've gotten a sense of things here. I wanted to ask, what drew you to the Sentencing Commission? What was it about this organization that made you want to take on the responsibility of all this?
Well, first of all, a sense of duty. I was contacted by persons in the White House to ask if I might even be interested. I've always been interested in criminal justice matters, criminal justice issues. My law clerks and have talked about it over the last decade now, more than a decade that I've been on the bench. I sentence people frequently. All of us do. And I see where there are gaps and things that see the unmet goals of justice being handed down in court. And I thought maybe when given this opportunity, when this opportunity was extended to me, thought it was my obligation to accept it. Criminal justice system includes a lot of people, includes a lot of defendants, a lot of victims, the interest of the government. And I think that the Sentencing Commission in establishing policy could help guide judges to make, to sort of hopefully correct some gaps that are in the system and hopefully just have a better informed group of players in the criminal justice system so that ultimately, the whole goal of the criminal justice system, we need to emphasize this notion of justice. Obviously, the criminal part is important too, but the justice part is so very important.
So as mentioned earlier, you and the other commissioners have issued tentative priorities for the 22-23 amendment cycle. Could you give me your big picture, 30,000 foot view? What are your goals and aspirations for your term as chair of the Sentencing Commission?
As I told my commissioners, we're going to have fun. We're going to work hard. We're going to work hard. And I believe we have the perfect group of people to get to figure out what are the failings, if there are any, in our current sentencing sort of system, and that we're going to fix it, or we're going to do our best to fix it. We're going to build upon what the other commissioners have done, and they've done a great job. And as I've told them and told judges at the judicial conference just last week, our goal is to build upon what the others have done and leave it in a much better position for the next set of commissioners. Our 30,000-foot goal is to, you know, we've approved our tentative priorities just today. A compassionate release and First Step Act stuff is primary in that. So we are going to work. We're going to take we're going to deliberate. We're going to discuss. We may debate. We may even argue. But I think at the end of the day, we're all going to do what we think is best for our criminal justice system.
That's great. And we're looking forward to it as well here as staffers of the commission. Now for the fun stuff. I know you're a big Jackson State fan, and the Tigers are off to a hot start already this year. Number 8 in the FCS coaches poll. Last year saw the Tigers snap a 6-game losing streak, 8 if you count Southern's 2 vacated wins, in the Boombox Classic. Two-part question. Will you be attending this year's game on October 29th, and do you think the Tigers can retain bragging rights over Southern?
Absolutely. To both questions.
Okay.
I will be there, and we're going to beat Southern again.
Okay.
I got some great friends who are Southern grads, so I know if by chance they defeat us, I'm going to hear this the rest of my life.
Okay, I won't give them the audio files or anything from this. They can't edit it. Okay, last one, Judge, and we'll get you out of here with this. Sonic Boom of the South is Jackson State's acclaimed marching band. What is your favorite fight song?
Got a couple of them.
Okay.
They come out with Get Ready, by the Temptations, and during the game, they do The Show. Okay. Part of Dougie Fresh. Da 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 da. And it gets the audience going. But I know you said you'll end with this. What I do want the public to know is that the commission itself is equipped with extraordinary group of people. The staff here, because the staff here has held this whole thing together when they were commissioners for a number of years. The extraordinary work that the staff has done, and we've gotten a chance to meet the staff, and we are so very excited to be here with them.
Great. Thank you so much, Judge Reeves. I know you've heard this many times already, but just speaking for everyone on the commission, we're so excited to have you, to have commissioners back, and appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you so much, John.
Thanks again to Judge Reeves for coming on the podcast. As always, stay tuned in this feed for more commission chats to come. Be sure to follow us on Twitter to receive the latest news from the commission. We are at the USSCGov. This podcast was produced at taxpayer expense. That's all for now. I'm John Scapini, and thank you for listening to Commission Chats.